Good afternoon. Welcome to this afternoon's edition of the Richard Urban Show. I'm your host, Richard Urban, coming to a historic Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. We bring you news and views from the unification principle point of view. Today's episode is The Obergefell Decision of 2015 Must Be Overturned. So for those who aren't familiar, Obergefell was the case that the Supreme Court of the United States decided 5-4 that there was some kind of magical right to homosexual marriage in the U.S. Constitution. You say, huh? What? Yeah, I say, huh, what? But the fact of the matter is that it happened. And, you know, I'll put this clip up on the screen here. One of dissenting justices, which was Antonin Scalia, he said in his dissent that, take for example this court, he said, which consists of only 9 men and women, all of them successful lawyers who studied at Harvard or Yale Law School. 4 of the 9 are natives of New York City. 8 of them grew up in East and West Coast states. Only one hails from the vast expanse in between. Scalia then observed that not a single evangelical Christian, a group that comprises about 1/4 of Americans, or even a Protestant of any denomination, is to be found on the court, which currently consists of 6 Catholics and 3 Jews. How can such an elite homogenous committee presume to legislate over a constituency that finds itself as wholly unrepresentative as do American Protestants, he suggested. The strikingly unrepresentative character of the body voting on today's social upheaval would be irrelevant if they were functioning as judges, Scalia continued. But of course, the justices in today's majority are not voting on that basis. To underscore the gravity of the court's actions, Scalia compared it to England's treatment of the American colonies before the War of Independence. The justice said that in its hubris, Friday's majority decision had perpetuated a more serious offense than the one that ignited the American Revolution. Indeed, to allow the policy question of same-sex marriage to be considered and resolved by a select, patrician, highly unrepresentative panel of 9 is to violate a principle even more fundamental than no taxation without representation. No social transformation without representation, he said. That today's decree says that my ruler and the ruler of 320 million Americans coast to coast is a majority of the 9 lawyers on the Supreme Court, Scalia said. And as we know, Antonin Scalia died under suspicious circumstances in 2016, and actually have a show about that. You can find that show here on my channel. So let's talk more about this ruling. So this is even a more fundamental issue than the overturning of Roe versus Wade, because here we're making societal decisions that have been made for centuries and millennia, in fact, that marriage has been the recognized between a man and a woman. And these justices came up with the idea that, oh, it was somehow a violation of the 14th Amendment Equal Protection Clause of Liberty. And basically, they were basing their argument mostly on the fact of due process, even though the parties that were bringing the lawsuit have basically said that it wasn't about due process. In other words, these justices were just doing nothing more than raw social engineering. And it's fundamentally changed the fabric of our society. Back in around 2009, the District of Columbia, where I used to live, was one of the first jurisdictions, I think at that time, maybe not the first, maybe second or so, to legalize same-sex, quote-unquote, marriage. And then I believe 11 other states did that. But many other states passed laws codifying marriage as only between a man and a woman. And in fact, as recently as 2008, the state of California, yes, California, said that in the Proposition 8, the famous Proposition 8, that marriage was between a man and a woman. That was a referendum, and the citizens of California passed that. And in 2008, not in 1918, recently in 2008, and that was all thrown out by this Supreme Court decision. So this is something I think all of us as citizens, whether we're Christian, Protestant, Jew, or none of the above, should be really concerned and alarmed about and be working to overturn. And I don't hear a big upheaval about it. You know, of course, I heard a lot about overturning Roe versus Wade, and that's a good thing. I think, you know, that should be returned to the states, and life does begin at conception. But isn't it even more a fundamental issue that marriage is about a man and a woman in procreation? And as other justices referred to in their dissents, and a number of these justices, Kennedy, who was the kind of swing vote, he's retired now, Justice Kennedy, but a number of the other ones like Roberts, who opposed it, and Thomas, are still on the court. You know, so we see, you know, that, yeah, John Roberts, Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, Sotomayor, those are still on the court. Others who are, there are other, and they're the new justices now, Kavanaugh, Coney Barrett, Ketanji Brown Jackson. In any case, this needs to be overturned. This is crazy. This is just simply social engineering, you know, and I guess, well, very likely Miss Brown Jackson would probably concur with the Obergefell decision. But in fact of the matter is, if she's practicing as a justice, like Justice Scalia said, that's impartial, she would have to recognize that there is no right in the Constitution to homosexual marriage. That is crazy. You know, that's absolutely crazy. So, you know, and John Roberts pointed that out in he had the lead dissent, you know, that there's nothing to celebrate about, because this has nothing to do, you know, with the Constitution. It's all about, you know, political gerrymandering and, you know, political decisions. But what could be more fundamental to our society than marriage? And if we remember in recent history, 1996, we had the Defense of Marriage Act, you know, was passed, and then that was thrown out in 2013, and then in 2015, you have this Obergefell decision on top of that. So this is just raw social engineering. And we see this trend continuing, like these justices that are blocking a lot of the Trump decisions, like deporting criminal aliens. This is just raw social engineering. They're just trying to throw in their monkey wrenches. And how is it that a justice in any jurisdiction can have an injunction that covers the whole United States? That doesn't make any sense. But I digress a bit. The main point is on overturning the Obergefell decision. You know, marriage has always been between a man and woman, and marriage should be for the procreation of children and the benefit of children. So that's the thing about this whole thing about rights of homosexuals, like now have the quote-unquote right to adopt. No, they don't. The right of children to parents is fundamental. Who said, and nobody can show any statistical social evidence, and in fact, I can show evidence to the opposite, that it's good for children to be growing, to not know their physical mom, to not know their physical dad. And this could be said about all kinds of in vitro kind of situations. But on top of that, to not even have a mom and a dad, you know, maybe have two dads or two moms. And they're saying this is good for children. In no way is this good for children. That can never be an argument. And you know what? The Supreme Court justices in Obergefell didn't even talk about that. You know, it was about, oh, what's good for me, my partner, we're all kinds of love. We're recognizing all kinds of quote-unquote love. Oh, that's so wonderful. Well, how about what's good for children? Isn't that a type of love? Oh, I want some children. Oh, the children won't have a mommy and daddy. They won't know their physical mom and dad. And in fact, they may not don't have an adoptive mom and dad either. Well, but that's okay. We just want them. That's wrong. That needs to be dealt with. And that's a whole nother social issue about how it was that people could have without even going through any court. Like my wife and I, we've been, have gone through the process of adoption, you know, and we have adopted children, and that's a stringent process to be quote unquote licensed. Well, you have to be to, you know, be a foster parent or to be an adoptive parent and so on, which is a similar process if you want to adopt and have all kinds of home studies. But yet, if you have enough money, you can give someone money, a surrogate parent, and all that is out the window. So this is really crazy. I digress a bit, but it does come back to the same thing, is whose rights, quote unquote, are we talking about? And the rights of children and the rights of society to have stability are the key, quote unquote, rights. And rights of us, me, you, us, to not have five unelected Supreme Court justices gerrymandering with our social gerrymandering with our rights. They're supposed to be judges, not social gerrymanders. So that is a wrong. It's completely wrong, and it's completely against what the Supreme Court should be about. They should be interpreting laws, not doing social gerrymandering. So I ask everybody, if you're a podcaster or anybody, to get on their social platform. And I ask President Trump to get on this issue, you know, and Vice President Vance. And, you know, I'm here in West Virginia, you know, Governor Morrissey, and get on this issue and talk about how we need to return to the states, just like we did for Roe v. Wade, the right to decide what marriage is. There's no magical right. And in fact, if you look, one of the justices was explaining in their dissent that traditionally we've looked to the Constitution and also informed by Declaration of Independence, which says that rights are God-given. And in fact, there's no liberty or God-given right for two homosexual people to quote-unquote marry. That's insane, and it goes against millennia of precedent of what marriage even is, and it throws out the benefit of children, which is what marriage has traditionally been about. It hasn't been just what people think of marriage now. Oh, I'm all lovey-dovey. Oh, it's okay. Don't get me wrong. It's great to be lovey-dovey. And we want to, of course, work on our relationships. I've been, you know, married for 43 years. But nonetheless, and all the more, it's about the having and the benefit, having children and the benefits of children. And that's why society protects marriage. What are the benefits of homosexual marriage for society? Chirp, 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 chirp. Crickets chirping. Because there are no benefits for society. It's all about selfish individuals wanting to do whatever the heck they want, and that's bad. So let's get on our soapboxes, everybody, and talk to your legislators. You know, right now the states are kind of hamstrung, but let's get this thing overturned. It is about public opinion. If this becomes a big deal everywhere and everybody's talking about it, including especially President Trump and Dady Vance and every governor of every state, especially states that, you know, are more conservative. And even if they're not conservative, they just value liberty and freedom, you know, like former Justice Scalia said, this is more critical to society than, you know, the taxation without representation. I mean, taxation without representation is bad, and that caused the American Revolution, but this is like social engineering without any representation. You know, oh, well, you don't think marriage between two same-sex people? Oh, well, I'll prove it to you. Now it is. And if you don't believe it, we'll make you believe it, which is kind of the mantra of the, you know, whole homosexual movement. It's really been about jamming it down everybody's throat. Okay, so let's overturn Obergefell and raise a lot of hue and cry about this. And asking President Trump to be raising a hue and cry about the Obergefell decision. That definitely needs to be overturned to get on his bully pulpit. How about that was, you know, judicial activism. And I think obviously President Trump knows a lot about judicial activism. And this is the ultimate, you know, bad, evil judicial activism, the 2015 Obergefell decision. Marriage should be enshrined. Marriage should be protected. And did you notice that society has become more chaotic and more crazy since, 2015? I wonder why. We don't have to wonder why. That's a big piece of the puzzle, is the dismantling of the core foundation of society. So on that note, I do want to note that Urban Life Training, a nonprofit that my wife and I founded, does have a chapter model where you can form a chapter to promote education about the benefits of sexual abstinence in your local community, especially in schools. So do form a chapter and do subscribe to Daily Inspiration, where we give you scripture reading 6 days a week. And do check out all our resources at urbanlifetraining.org and visionroot.org. I'm your host, Rich Urban, coming to you from historic Harpers Ferry. Do be blessed, and we will see you next time.